spiritually dead. Now, the freedom of the will. I don't believe that God created the world. Alright? But I believe my will is slave to sin. That's what the scriptures say. And I believe to see God, but to see evil, sinful things. That my will is not seeking God, because it is spiritually dead. If you ask anybody, would you like to have some ice cream, some mud? Which one will you choose? You will not choose ice cream, because it's your nature. In the same way, the nature of man is, you will not choose Christ, you will choose that pleases your flesh. That's basically what he was trying to say. Now, the sinner is powerless, he's a slave to sin, he is in darkness, and cannot come to Christ with his own power. Jonah, this great theological truth, Jonah realized this when he was in the belly of a fish. Salvation is God, of God. He did not go to a seminary only in humility he realized that salvation is of God. Now, there are many who believe today men will come to Christ, you know, on the free will and so forth like that. We went through that a little bit. But opinions, you know, there are a lot of our opinions, our tradition, but the Word of God is above your opinions. Do you believe that God is above your opinions? Amen. Above tradition, above everything else, even hype, but the Bible says something else. You got to believe what the Word of God. Athanasius was a Christian hero. During this time, Arius, that's how the Jehovah's Witnesses come from. Arius is not fully God, but Athanasius defended that. And Athanasius, this is what Athanasius is. He said, I, Athanasius, against the whole truth on my side, and therefore against the world I stand. Even there's a whole world standing against you. Believe in the Word of God, you can say, against the whole world I stand, because I, the fallen man, cannot come to Christ unless Christ comes to him first. So, remember, at the crucifixion, the whole crowd came and the crowd cried out and said, it is Jesus. Did they say that? They said, really? Yeah, crucify him. Yes, my friend, more than Jesus. And we too were fallen. In our fallen nature, like Christ, did we? No, we were against God. We were haters of God. The sin. And Romans 5:10, we were enemies of God. He reconciled us through the death of his Son. We were enemies. So the fallen man, his nature, he cannot come to God. Unbelievers will follow their own lustful passions. And they have all raise a hand and come forward. They get all that ability. Yet, they are dead in the body, but in the spirit. So, a certain example of a lion and a sheep. The lion has legs, so does the sheep. The lion has ears, so does the sheep. Physically, they both can walk, they both can eat grass. Because it's nature not to eat grass. So in the same way, natural man is corrupted. So all the beauties of this world and everything, and they will say, wow, this is great. But talk to him, that's boring to me. So because, says, for they are fools, the fallen man cannot receive the to him. They are spiritually discerned. So, we cannot. Now, one more thing. God is not going to force any. For instance, God is not going to force against any man's will to draw to Him. No man is going to be forced or compelled will. No man is going to heaven by kicking and saying, "No, I don't want to go to heaven." No, no, no. Nobody is going to go to heaven like that. God is not going to force people against their will or against their inclinations. And Christ is not going to. But how does then Father, the question is, then how does then the him if they are against God? God is not going to force against their will. This is the power of God. Will turn man's will in its opposite direction. If your will is against God, you're slave to sin, and your enemies are God, haters are God, but God, in His mighty, mighty power, He can come and turn your will that is against God to God. Then man can say, "I chose God because He chose me first. I love God because He loved me first." So, we are never saved by our own will. No. We are saved by Christ alone, by God's work alone, apart from any. 11 o'clock. Anybody wants a little break or?
Until
12? Tie off and everything. Getting hot here. It's on. You know, I always tell that there are three seasons. Hot, hotter and hottest. So, you know, we were praying for a beauty. And we were praying that the Lord will give us a beautiful sunny day, and the Lord thanked God for that, that you were able to come. So, it's one little bit here, so I got to feel comfortable.